It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. And it's time once again for our Weekend Arts Planner. We're sending you outside for some Shakespeare and inside for some jazz this week. And once again, we're joined by WNYC's culture and arts editor, Steve Smith. Good to see you.
Hi, David.
So Shakespeare in the Park, it's returning for its second production of the summer. As You Like It opens on Wednesday.
It does. And this should be a little bit more upbeat than the previous production of Richard III, which was ingenious but dark. This, on the other hand, is just a wonderfully delicious comedy, and it is being adapted now as a musical with music and lyrics by Shana Taub. And if that name rings a bell, it might be because her newest musical, Suffs, was running not too long ago at the Public Theater. Or maybe you've heard that she's providing lyrics for the new musical adaptation of The Devil Wears Prada, which is currently on stage in Chicago, composed by one Sir Elton John.
Wow, so she's busy.
She is very busy. And this show received a limited staging at the Public Theater in 2017. It was announced to return in 2020, and everybody knows what happened next. But let's hear a little bit from this show.
All the world's a stage, and everybody's in the show. Nobody's a pro. All the world's a stage, and every day we play our part, acting out our heart.
All the world's a stage and everybody's in the show, nobody's a pro. That twist on Shakespeare's words feels pretty appropriate here. This production is directed by Laurie Woolery, who runs the public theater program Public Works. And although As You Like It does feature a cast of professional actors and actresses, the production also involves community members from all over the city who will be participating in various of the performances in Central Park this summer.
As You Like It opens on Wednesday, August 10th and runs through September 11th. Free tickets are distributed before every performance, and you can find out how to get them by visiting publictheater.org. And from summertime Shakespeare, we're going to transition now to the jazz guitarist Bill Frisell. And Steve, what a unique space this musician has carved out for himself. Some fascinating hybrid of experimental and subtle and just so welcoming at the same time.
Absolutely so. You know, a long time ago, Bill Frisell used to be associated almost exclusively with all the weird mutant strains of jazz that were bubbling up downtown in places like the Knitting Factory and Roulette and Tonic. But over the years, his approach has broadened and so has his appeal. He's a brilliant interpreter of standards and songs. He's a terrific composer, and he's an improviser whose work never, ever fails to surprise and delight. He's also become one of a select club of artists who get entrusted with two-week residencies at New York City's most hallowed and historic jazz club, the Village Vanguard, where, you know, getting 1 week is a pretty big deal. Getting 2 weeks back-to-back, it only falls to people like the pianist Cedar Walton, Tommy Flanagan, the drummer Paul Motion. Now, Frisell played in Motion's band for decades, so he's definitely had a taste of this, and now he's someone who is getting these extended residencies. In a way, Frisell's current residency is 3 weeks long because he's actually there tonight and tomorrow playing as a sideman with the great drummer Andrew Cyril. But then coming up on Tuesday evening, Frisell's name moves to the top of the marquee. He's playing a week of intimate shows with saxophonist Greg Tardy and drummer Jonathan Blake, two sets a night at 8 and 10 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Here's a little taste of Frisell and Tardy together in 2019 playing Blood Count by Billy Strayhorn. And then Frisell is coming back for a second week, starting on Tuesday, August 16th. He'll be leading a quintet that includes two bass players, Thomas Morgan and Tony Scher, and two drummers, Kenny Wollison and Rudy Royston. So the math is funny. Both of these bands are like his normal working trios, so it's 3 + 3 = 5 here. And whatever you think it's going to be, most likely it's going to be something else altogether. Again, two sets each night, 8 and 10 p.m., and you can get tickets in advance at Village Vanguard.
Steve Smith, WNYC's culture and arts editor. For more information about anything you heard about today, just go to WNYC.org. And let's finish with a little more music from Bill Frisell. Steve, good to see you once again.
Good to see you, David. Let's do this.